Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here, and today we're going to be interviewing Ben McAdam from the Profits Collective. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Julian. How's it going?
How's it going? You all right? Ben's someone I've worked with for coaching for a while, and he's also given me a lot of good advice for growing my agency. So today we'll be talking about how to scale an agency, how to increase profits, some of the biggest mistakes people make, and how to sell an agency too. So Ben, do you want to sort of introduce yourself, tell us a bit about you?
Sure. Hi, I'm Ben. I call myself a profits coach and virtual CFO and entrepreneur because I've grown and sold my own businesses, and I people and advise them on their own. I've been doing this for over a decade now. Sold two of my businesses, helped a bunch of clients, including Julian. Got into this originally through accounting, but not because I wanted to be an accountant. That's excruciatingly boring.
Do many people want to be in accounting?
Surprisingly, there are some people that do want to. I just don't know why.
Yeah, no, I was on a management training last week, and some people are very, you get so many different personality types, right? And some people are just, they love numbers or they love systems, and that's all they want to do all day, every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to have those people working for you in your agency. But yeah, being that person was not for me. Yeah. I mainly got in there because I was interested in business. I wanted to learn about business because it was different to having a job, and it could have such a big impact for people and for their families. So, that was what got me into this, and I've been happily doing it for many, many years now.
Sounds good. And you've helped sell companies in the past, right? So you've helped clients scale the company and then sell it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Although for some people, you kind of find that when you get your business to a point where it's really good to sell, you kind of want to keep it.
Yeah, it's like everything's running like clockwork and
Clockwork, and it doesn't rely on you, and it's got a growth trajectory. All these things that are great for buyers are also great for you to hold on to the thing. So, yeah, I've helped many more businesses grow than actually sell, partly because of that.
So, like, if you're an SEO agency, right, and let's say I know a lot of people who sort of they get stuck at that seven-figure level, and they struggle to scale it to, stuck at the six-figure level and then struggle to scale it to the seven-figure level, like when it comes to having an SEO agency. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the first few things you look at?
Yeah, so there's a few things that need to be in place. Otherwise, an agency won't be able to scale past a certain point. And the main one is margins. Mm. That's for people who don't know, or maybe they might have a different definition in their heads. The margin is the difference between what you charge your client and what it costs you to deliver your SEO service. So not the cost of doing your own marketing or any of the team members involved in that. It's like purely just the thing that they paid you to do, the cost of doing that thing. The gap, the ratio between them needs to be large enough, otherwise you won't be able to scale. Because there'll be no money to pay for marketing, no money to pay for managers at a much bigger agency level, no money in there to pay for salespeople, no money in there to pay for management coaching for you to become a better CEO, no money to pay for a CEO, like all those things. You need a wide gap there in your margins. And if you don't, you'll find that you end up working a lot, and as you try to grow further, you'll have to work more and more and more.
Yeah, and there's only so many hours in the day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I mean, I know as an agency owner, it can be stressful sometimes. So, you know, you've got clients, you've got teams to manage. If you get to the point where you're just trying to outwork yourself every week and work more and more hours, take on more and more, you're only going to burn out in the long run, right? You can keep it up for maybe 3 months, 6 months. I remember a couple of years ago, I'd work 12 to 14 hour days every single day just to grow the business, but you can't keep that up forever. It's just going to burn you out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even a machine like you and like some of the people who are listening to that, like, you can't sustain that.
Can I quote you on that? Julian is a machine. Yes.
Julian is a machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, margins is really important. Having that ratio right is a big thing. And the ratio I usually tell people is 3 times. So if it, you know, if you have to pay your team $100 to deliver the SEO service, you need to charge the client at least 300 for it.
Yeah.
If you can get it like a 4x difference, that's great. You know, the bigger the better. Until, you know, all your customers start running away to cheaper competitors. But yeah, if you get that ratio right, tons of money in there for marketing and growing the business and paying for managers and things that you need as you scale. So margins is the first thing that I look at for any business, no matter what size it is. Because that's usually one of the harder things to fix too.
Mm.
Because the two components that make it up are the price that you charge and the cost of the team that's doing the delivery work. Most people are pretty good at keeping the delivery team costs down. Most people listening to this would probably know about offshore team members in the Philippines or Eastern Europe or South America.
Yeah.
Everyone's all over that side of the equation for margins, but it's the prices, how high you charge, that's usually the harder piece.
Yeah, I think especially if you're just starting out and you know, particularly in SEO where there's a lot of competition, there's so many offers out there, there's so many agencies doing similar things. And I think there's this, first of all, fear that if you don't charge low enough prices, clients are just going to look elsewhere. And then also confidence. You know, having the confidence to say, right, you know, my service is the best. It's the best that I know of. So I should charge extra prices, and it's only going to benefit the client in the long run because it gives us more breathing space to improve the service, hire better people, improve the systems, and make the agency much better than if we were having a race to the bottom in terms of pricing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
And
sorry, you go on.
So, I mean, the other thing that I've seen with agencies is that as they grow, their margins typically slip. And for example, someone that I know closely, he's running a marketing agency and his profits are about 18%, his margins. Mm-hmm. In that sort of situation, when the margins are pretty low, how do you improve the margins? Is it about increasing pricing? Is it about changing the people in your team? What sort of actionable steps can you make to increase profit margins?
Yeah, when I'm with a client or doing a workshop, the first thing I'll usually check is like, okay, can we reduce your costs? Is there a way to reduce your costs? Because if I don't have to go through the hard emotional work of helping you raise your prices, well, then let's not do that. You know, let's just go with the cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
So looking at, you know, are your teams running efficiently? You know, do you have processes and automations and software to help you lower your costs of delivery? You need to stop offering some types of services or some features because they're not profitable for you and the clients don't care. Like, I do look at the reducing the cost side first because it's easier and much faster. But for most people, especially as you said in SEO, where a lot of people feel that there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
And there is, but the competition is crap. But yeah, the raising the prices thing is usually what most people need to do. And that's typically the difference between the bigger, you know, seven-figure agency plus SEO agencies and the ones that are like one person trying to start hiring somebody or trying to expand their team from a couple of people, but just can't seem to do it right. Usually it's because they need to raise their prices, and I'm all for in the beginning keeping your prices low so you get some clients, you get some testimonials, you get some case studies and results. That's great, and everyone needs to go through that phase. It's the people who haven't moved on past that phase that usually get stuck at low six figures of revenue. So you have to start creeping your prices up, becoming a bit more brave, testing it out, maybe aim changing your marketing so you're aiming at not the cheap and nasty customers, the people who
Yeah,
actually
that's the
afford
thing. I
it and value
mean,
from it.
if you're in any business, not just with SEO or agency work, but if you're working with clients who just want to pay the least, typically they're the hardest to work with, right? When we've taken on clients that are a lot more comfortable with how much they're spending, and they just know that when they pay higher, they get better quality. These are the type of clients that are much easier to work with, and in the end, it shows in their results, I would say, because everyone gets along. They give us freedom to do our job, and there's less pressure, especially in SEO, where it does take a bit of time to get the momentum going, right? Like you have to have patient clients who are ready to wait for the results. It might take a month or 2 months or whatever.
And those clients that are really high maintenance, that's more time for your team, which means more cost. And so, yeah, choosing the right kind of client can help. So margins is the first thing that you need for scaling a SEO agency or any business for that matter. The next thing I'd look at with people is their marketing and sales. Make sure they can bring in new clients when they want to, because growth is more revenue, basically. It's not more profit, even though I love more profits. Growth is purely a revenue type term, and bringing in more clients and not losing many clients. And so if people have their marketing sorted, they know how to find clients, then yes, they're probably going to be able to grow and scale, because they will take on new clients faster than they lose the old clients. Even if you do a great job, you're going to lose some old clients. And so you always need to be able to bring in new ones. And so that's the second thing that I look at, is can people bring in enough clients to maintain scale?
That's it. And so many agencies are great at marketing their clients, but they can't market themselves, or they don't have any bandwidth to market themselves because they're so busy doing client work, right?
Exactly.
If an agency is tied up in doing marketing for their clients, how do they free up that time so that they can invest in themselves and their brand too?
Yeah, so that's why I said margins first. Because when your margins are good, it means that you can pay other people to do the client work, which means that a new client signs up and it doesn't take away from your marketing time. You can continually market your own stuff because someone else is going to do the client work. If every time you sign up a new client, you have to dramatically stop the marketing that you're doing, well, your business is, it's going to be an income roller coaster. You're not really going to grow all that fast or consistently. So margins are the key, and then you can spend as much time and you'll have some money as well on the marketing. Does that make
Takes a lot
sense?
of like, yeah, definitely. Also, the other thing I found is that it takes a lot of tweaking and testing to find out which channels work. And you need the margins and the breathing space to be able to do that, because if you don't have those margins and you can't invest in marketing consistently, then you just won't see results. Like building a brand, it doesn't come overnight, and you can't really build a sustainable source of leads unless you can invest and you have time to tweak and test and improve. And it can be like iterations of months, literally, right? Like if I look at even the first few YouTube videos I did, like there was so much tweaking and testing involved in those and so many iterations along the way that if I didn't have the margins there to be able to do it just wouldn't have worked. And even though it was a great channel to get clients, it wouldn't have worked without the margins.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you scale, you need to experiment with different types of marketing, more leveraged, more at scale kind of marketing. And those cost money. And so you need to be able to waste money on those, quite a bit of money on those for a while to see if it's going to work and to try and make it work. So yeah, need margins, so that at all levels of growth, so that you can invest enough in marketing.
Where do typically agency owners waste the most money on that topic?
Yeah, marketing.
Marketing is like the biggest expense, would you say, or the biggest waste of money for business
Biggest,
owners,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
I gotta be careful saying this, like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
that Ben guy said marketing is the biggest waste of money. He's an idiot.
Quoted as a meme all over the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben McAdam
But I
said.
do, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do find like that's where business owners tend to waste money and not invest enough at the same time. It's an interesting thing. Because for a lot of people, even people with a marketing background, you're like, oh God, I need more clients, but I'm super busy. All right, I'll start some Facebook ads. And then you get back into the client work and you kind of forget about the Facebook ads for a little while.
Yeah.
Whereas when you first start Facebook ads, you need to do a lot of experimenting and iterating, and otherwise you're going to waste a lot of money.
Yeah,
And even then, it might not work.
I really feel like, especially with Facebook ads, it's so time consuming and so difficult to really nail down, especially as an agency where you're selling B2B. Like, I feel like you need someone full time on that, honestly. Like, someone just working 5 days a week, tweaking, testing, optimizing funnels, writing the sales copy, helping on the design, setting up the email funnels. Like, there's so many moving parts to it. It really is like a full-time job, isn't it?
Yeah,
And there's
exactly.
a big expense that comes with that.
But for most people, what they do, and this goes for any marketing strategy, I'm not just picking on my favorite punching bag, which is Facebook ads. For any marketing tactic, people tend to set it and forget it. And for any marketing tactic, there's an experimental period where you got to figure out whether the whole channel even works for you, make sure your message right, your targeting's right, all this kind of stuff. But people don't go through that full process. And so like they waste a lot of money. And so someone might be spending the Goldilocks zone amount of marketing that I recommend, but they're not actually getting a return on it. And in fact, all their revenue is actually coming from referrals. And they think, okay, I'm spending money on marketing and I'm getting clients, therefore everything is fine. But you're actually, wasting thousands of dollars a month on marketing that isn't actually working for you. And you could grow faster if you were spending that money on some other option.
Yeah, that's it. I guess the great thing about marketing, though, like nowadays, is you could track it, right? So you can see
Yes.
if you do measure it, like if you spend the time reporting on it properly, then you can see, like, right, how much is Facebook ads bringing in? How much is YouTube bringing in? And it's not like the olden days. Like, if you were in the 90s doing marketing, you were just sticking your finger in the air and seeing which way the wind blows, right? Because you would be doing TV or you would be doing offline or, heaven forbid, billboards. And not there's no real, like, direct response channel there, is there? And it's very hard to track how well these channels are performing. So I guess we're quite lucky as agency owners right now.
Even still with all the things, I mean, Facebook ads, again, they're my favorite punching bag. Facebook ads sometimes claims credit for things that weren't actually due, like conversions that weren't actually due to the Facebook ad. Or, a Facebook retargeting ad, someone sees that and then signs up, but was it really the Facebook retargeting ad? So even with all the tracking we do have, which I love, I still think that every time a new client or customer signs up, at some point in the onboarding or the checkout, they should be asked, what motivated you to sign up with us? Or where did you hear about us? Just to get that extra data point of what marketing is working. Usually people, when I get my clients to implement that, they find out something strange. They're like,
It's
oh,
not what
well,
they
we think that's
expected.
useful. Yeah. Like, oh, really? Everyone is coming through referrals and I'm wasting thousands of dollars a month, like Ben said. That
Easily
kind of thing.
done. It is easily done
Yeah.
for sure. And in terms of marketing, what percentage of your revenue do you think you should reinvest into marketing each month to really scale and grow?
Like I mentioned earlier, I said there's a Goldilocks zone, so not too hot, not too cold. I tend to recommend 5 to 15% of revenue as a marketing budget. At least 5, because anything less than that, and you won't have any leads, or they'll be cold or the wrong leads. and you need a certain amount of new leads and new customers to replace churn. But anything above 15% of revenue, you're probably getting a bad return. I mean, you might be investing heavily to generate more growth, and so your revenue might jump the following month, and that's fine. But it's definitely a if I see a client spending more than 15% on revenue, and they're not like a infra product business or something, I usually say, okay, we need to just double check that. Let's do a bit of an investigation in that area to make sure you're not wasting money.
Yeah. What areas of an agency do owners typically not invest enough? Aside from marketing.
Aside from marketing, it's probably team. At all different levels of the growth journey of an agency. The biggest thing that's able to drive the growth of the business forward is the owner's time and brain power. Because you know, you're the one that decides on the strategy. You're the one that makes the, do we go this way or that way, gray area decisions.
Yeah.
You're the one whose energy can inspire the whole team, or that can convert well on sales, or that really energizes and connects with people through marketing video. That's the most scarce and precious resource, is the owner's time and energy.
Definitely.
It may not seem that way in the beginning, but that's what it is. And so the only thing that can protect that is a good team. And as you grow, you need to hire. And ideally, if you've got great margins, you can hire people slightly before you need them. And therefore, you can grow even faster.
Yeah, because it takes about 3 months to get people productive, right?
Well, yeah. From the moment I tell you, you need to hire a virtual assistant, it's going to be like 2 or 3 months before that virtual assistant is on your team and trained and up to speed and actually taking stuff off your plate. Because, you know, you've got to write the job description and come up with what's going to be in the role and post the job ad, wait for applications, schedule interviews and wait for them to happen, then decide on people and maybe give notice, and then they get trained for a couple of weeks and things. So it all adds up and it takes quite a while. So thinking in advance about, can I invest in team in order to grow my business? Not just marketing, that is like number one for growing a business is marketing, because it grows the revenue.
Yeah.
But often a team is what's holding back the growth. So
I mean, personally, I would say one of the biggest things for us is account management, because it's one thing getting clients. That's great. It's great to have sales. But once that's consistent and sustainable, most agency owners don't really think about retention. And that's so powerful, because, you know, like a tiny percentage increase in retention leads to a huge increase in profit, which you can then reinvest into improving the service or helping clients more. So yeah, I think it's something totally underrated, is hiring account managers who can help clients, keep them, build the relationships, and overall just give them a better service, which would keep them with us for longer.
Yeah, exactly. And get referrals, which is a big deal for SEO agencies.
Massive.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, like, so there's marketing team members, there's account management team members, but then there's also like the get all the admin crap off my desk kind of team members, project managers to make sure that stuff is happening so you don't have to spend all your time chasing things up. Investing in teams pretty key for growth.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think people are your business. Without the right people, nothing else works. All the systems you set up, all the SOPs you create, they won't work without the right people, massively.
Yeah.
Are there any books that you recommend for an agency owner to, you know, learn about scaling and growing their business?
Yes. It does tend to depend on what their current bottleneck or obstacle is.
Yeah.
I think just with what we've talked about here, the concept of margins, the Goldilocks zone of marketing, and making sure you're investing in team, like with those three things, you can actually grow pretty fast, and you'll have enough money to hire a coach or buy a book or do a course along the way for whatever the problem is. The EOS system is useful for businesses that are like mid six figures and up to start thinking about. So for people who like reading, the book is good. Traction and
Traction is really good. Rockefeller Habits as well is very good on that.
Yeah.
So like I think you get to a certain point where if you don't have EOS or Rockefeller habits in place, it just gets messy. Like you don't know what's going on, it's chaos. Whereas if you can, particularly with EOS, like if you can track the numbers each week, you know the metrics, and you know who's responsible for those metrics, then all of a sudden things are a lot more organized. And you can easily see it. Like, are we performing? Are we not performing? What do we need to tweak and improve?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's pretty important. Yeah, apart from that, it's all really specific depending on what the agency is. Like if it's an SEO agency, there are potentially courses out there that I would say, like, here's what you need to market your SEO agency, or like, here's what you need to know. I think that's probably the main points I'd want to do for people on growing the agency. Yeah, that'd probably be the main points. Yeah.
All right, good stuff. So if I think that pretty much wraps it up. Like, if an agency owner wants to get in touch with you about increasing profits, how can they do that?
Yeah, go to my website, profitscollective.com, or find me on Facebook.
We'll leave the link on the description as well, so people can get in touch. Yeah. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Julian.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.